Defenestrate Media and The Left Show present Batshit Crazy with Jason Williams. A weekly look at the most outrageous, wacky, backwards, twisted, and goofy political news of the week you thought you'd left behind. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your pseudo-celebrity commentator, Jason Williams.
Welcome to This Week in Batshit Crazy. I'm Jason Williams, and first off, I want to thank the guys of The Left Show for giving me a little bit of time here this week to talk about the past week in Batshit Crazy, because to say the least, there was a lot of batshit crazy. We had two GOP debates, one happening at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, and this week, the CNN Tea Party debate. CNN turning to the Tea Party and saying, hey, we'll legitimize you as an organization, despite all the crazy racist things that you say, if you'll just help us get out from underneath the accusations of being a leftist organization that usually come from the Tea Party that we've just legitimized by putting their name on our debate. Brilliant, CNN. Good news if you're Barack Obama. Talk a little bit more about that at the end of this installment of This Week in Batshit Crazy. But first off, I want to get to a couple of clips. One from the Simi Valley Reagan Library debate and one from the CNN Tea Party debate. This is first off from the Reagan Library debate, Governor Rick Perry explaining his anti-science
agenda. Of a president in the history of this country, or he was an abject liar to the American people. And I tell him, I said, just because you have a group of scientists that have stood up and said, here is the fact, Galileo got outvoted for a spell.
Got outvoted for a spell, Governor Perry tells you. No, what happened actually is he got his head lobbed off by people like Governor Perry. Governor Perry and the governor of Oklahoma saying, you know, these scientists with all their highfalutin talk and stuff, let's ignore them. And instead, and this isn't a joke, people, let's pray for rain. Google it. They're praying for rain in Oklahoma and Texas. This is the guy that wants to put his finger on the button. Scary stuff, people. But even more scary than that was last night's who can out teabagger the world's largest teabaggers at the CNN Tea Party debate. This was frightening. Second thought, it was hilarious. And third thought, this is a high school pep rally that is basically there for these morons to cheer about things that morons believe and force the rest of the nation to watch this. What fun. I watched it, and force is too strong of a word. It was better than Comedy Central last night. One of the reasons why, let's take a listen here to Representative Ron Paul, Grandpa Ron Paul, running again on the same exact platform that didn't work the last 203 times. And this is a question lobbed to him by the stalwart of in-your-face journalism, Wolf Blitzer, asking, what about the 30-year-old guy that can't afford insurance and has a serious accident? Who pays for his treatment if he heads into the emergency room? And Congressman Ron Paul says,
assume responsibility for himself. My advice to him would have a major medical policy, but not before.
But he doesn't have that. He doesn't have it, and he needs intensive care for 6 months. Who pays?
That's what freedom is all about, taking your own risk. This whole idea that you have to prepare and take care of everybody.
But Congressman, are you saying the society should just let him die?
No.
They cheer. That's the crowd you hear in the background there at this Tea Party debate. Those are the teabaggers that want you to believe that the media is just painting them in an unfavorable light because the media is scared of them and Sarah Palin and Congressman Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann and her crazy eyes. That's why you're hearing all this negative stuff about the Tea Party. It's not the fact that these idiots cheer when someone says, so we should just let him die because he can't afford insurance and has an accident. They cheer, people. Mia Love pens an op-ed this week also wanting everyone to, won't you just please leave the Tea Party alone because they're not racist. They don't hate me. You know, I don't really care anymore about the defending or shooting down the accusations of racism against the Tea Party. This debate, the CNN Tea Party debate, proves once and for all for the entire country to see, and hopefully will see again and again in video online, that the Tea Party, these guys are batshit crazy. They have no idea what they're talking about. They cheer when we talk about executions and letting people die when they don't have health insurance, get in a car accident. They are the people that believe that if we just get rid of all of the government except the stuff that they use and can't live without, that everything will be fine and magically jobs will be created. Just a few more tax cuts for the billionaires and jobs will be created. That is why these guys are maligned by the media. That is why these guys are the constant source of ridicule. These guys are the country's biggest joke right now. And why? They're the ones with all of the batshit crazy. There's just no way around it, Tea Party. If I were Barack Obama right now, my entire 2011 re-election campaign would consist of replaying the CNN Tea Party debate over and over and over, followed by a fundraising ask. And I guarantee one of the largest margins of victory you see in this country in the last 4 or 5 presidential elections. I'm out of time for this week. This has been This Week in Batshit Crazy. I'm Jason Williams. I'll be back next week with more batshit crazy. I assume these guys will keep supplying endless supply of it for me, at least through the GOP primaries. I'll check in next week.